You're listening to SBS News.
Rescue efforts have been underway in Indonesia's southernmost province, where torrential rain caused by tropical cyclone Saroja has inundated the region. Police and military officers have been helping to evacuate locals in one of the worst affected villages in East Nusa Tenggara. Resident Agustina says it has been a stressful experience.
Yes, our house is on the mountains. We had to dismantle the roof. We went out through the back door and pulled ourselves out with a rope.
The locals say they had to make a split-second decision to save their own lives, and dozens of their loved ones are missing. Resident Adriana says the disaster has taken everything from him.
Everything is gone. We only managed to get a few things back. Compared to belongings, our lives are more important. If we had saved the goods, we could have died. So we better save ourselves.
Nearby rescue teams have turned their efforts to a recovery operation. They are digging to retrieve the bodies of those buried under the mud. This police officer says they're doing their best to speed up the recovery.
We will continue evacuation for the affected people. Security forces are working together with volunteers. After we identify victims, we will work with the health agency to conduct funerals.
In Timor-Leste's capital, Dili, more than 1,500 families will need to take refuge in emergency accommodation center. Peter Goodfellow, country director of aid agency Care International in Timor-Leste, said it has been shocking to the community.
These floods are significant and amongst the worst that people in Dili have seen. Almost the whole city has been submerged, and there's been significant damage to many homes, including, sadly, lives lost.
The flash flooding caused by the intense tropical low has left roads badly damaged and broken to pieces. Tractors were used to clear the road to the presidential palace. With Timor-Leste first battling the pandemic and now a natural disaster, Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has tweeted sympathies from the Australian government. She promises to work with their friends and near neighbours. Mr. Goodfellow says Care International is busily assessing the most urgent needs of the community.
We're particularly concerned about the needs of women, children, and people with disability, the most vulnerable members of society.
It's estimated 30,000 people have been affected by the floods. Tropical cyclone Saroja's intensity could strengthen in the next 24 hours, continuing to batter Southeast Asian nation as it moves south towards Australia. Yunwon Jeong, SBS News.